Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
Welcome to the Worldview Warriors Podcast. Challenging and affirming your faith to equip you to impact this generation for Jesus Christ.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's a transmitter, a radio for speaking to God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome to this edition of the Worldview Warriors Podcast. My name is Jason DeZurek. Really glad you guys are able to join us today. I've got some really awesome guests in here today that I just met a few weeks ago. But before we get into that, I want to encourage you to go check out our website at worldviewwarriors.org. And also, we can be reached at podcast@worldviewwarriors.org if you want to email us there. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, and I'll actually be on the West Coast here. Actually, while you're listening to this, I'll probably be in California. Come check us out. Really glad that you guys are out there working with us. I'm meeting with some ladies, like I said, that I met last couple weeks ago in Kenton, Ohio, of all places. There actually are good things that come out of Kenton. I'm just kidding out there, Kenton people. Anyway, they're with a ministry called His Work Undercover, and you can find them at hisworkundercover.com. And they also partner with a ministry called Threads of Hope. I'm meeting with Alberta Hartshorn, Ashley Woodard, and Callie Reaver. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And you're all from Ohio, is that right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, okay, you're all from Ohio. And if I remember right, you all said you grew up together and now you're working together in ministry. Is that right?
Pretty much so, yes.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, as we get into this podcast here, I'd like you just to tell us a little bit about Threads of Hope. First of all, how did you find this ministry, Threads of Hope?
Well, Kelly and I both have children that are interested in church camp, and we went to a church camp, and there was a counselor up there whose daughter has done some mission work and had been over in the Philippines, and there was a connection there, and they'd brought some of these bracelets back, and at the end of the camps, they were selling these bracelets to the children.
Okay.
And through talking with this counselor, we was learning a little more of the story behind it, and that's when we started talking, and our children have always had an interest in wanting to help those in need also, and we thought this would be a good way that we could give back as working women and maybe teach our children a few things also along the way.
Okay. Now, and then Threads of Hope, when you found out about them, it's about bracelets and making them. So how does that engage to, because it touches people in the Philippines, right? Is that right?
If right.
I'm correct? Mm-hmm. So help people to understand with Threads of Hope. What the heck is it?
Well, Threads of Hope is an organization that was put together by a couple missionaries.
Okay.
That are dorm parents over at an academy over in the Philippines.
Okay.
And they had happened to meet a young lady that they just felt in their hearts that they wanted to try to help so she didn't have to go down the wrong road.
Okay.
And just through helping this young lady, this organization started forming itself.
Okay.
And they just since then have expanded it by ending up buying more and more of these bracelets and necklaces. And
so how does this help that girl or people like her?
Well, this girl and her family and that, they work on making these bracelets.
Okay.
And these necklaces. And it's basically a source of income for them. Alex is the missionary over there. Alex and his wife Chris,
okay.
Kudo, they purchased these from her, and they have brought some of them back to the States, in which we're helping. But
okay.
It's all the money goes back to them, and it is a source of income for them, so that they can, you know, feed their families and clothe their families and put a roof over their families.
Sure,
so.
Sure. So in other words, what this is doing is definitely trying to give people work so that they don't have to go out and do things that they, to work, might have to do something that they might regret later.
Exactly.
And what might that be, Ashley? Things that they get stuck in over there.
It could result into some of the women's result to prostitution, having to sell their children also into that.
Did you say sell their children?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. It. For those of you in America, we have really not much ideas of what they're dealing with over there.
Yeah, to wake up in the morning and have their mother say, "Oh, we don't have any food today. You're going to have to go down and do these things to make money so that you can eat today."
Sure. Can you give our listeners an idea? I mean, we talked about prostitution, but what are other things that these kids are, I don't know, do the parents get involved in this too?
Yes.
Okay. So what are other things, just so our listeners understand?
All the families are in this situation, and some of the kids have to stop going to school in order to help assist their family find food, and that some of the boys will go down to the docks and beg for coins to be thrown into the water so they can dive after them to help support their families. They go along the beaches and collect recyclables so they can help support their families. Anything that, you know, they can result in trying to get food on their table. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these children have to only have, go through third or fourth grade or so because they have to resort to, you know, helping their families.
Right. And you're talking about just getting food for the day meal.
Yes.
Not, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, in America, and, you know, my family and I, we get to go to the cupboard, and there's like 8 meals in there, probably more than that, and, you know, we're kind of complaining, going, I got to eat macaroni and cheese. My kids don't complain about that. I do. But I got to eat macaroni and cheese, and these people are going, what are we going to eat?
There's a lot of islands around the Philippines, and there's a lot of ways that they can get food, but they have to have the right, you know, equipment and resources to get those, and a lot of them do not, unfortunately, so they don't have the ability to do that, so that's why they have to resort to other means in order to, you know, get food on their tables for their families.
Yeah, okay. All right, and so they are making these bracelets. We talked a little bit already, Alberta, you said, so they make these bracelets, and then the missionaries actually buy them? Is that?
The missionary will buy them from this girl.
Okay.
And he, in return, he sends a lot of them back to the States, and there's a few around the States that are helping to sell them, and it's totally nonprofit, so all those monies go back to these families. So
what I'm hearing you say is he actually buys them from these people, so they get money there, mm-hmm. and then he sends them over to the States to people like you, who I will call distributors of them, basically.
Yeah.
And then you guys sell them, and then you send that money back?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the families, or how does that work?
Well, Alex usually goes out. Basically, he goes to the markets, and he gets the materials. He sells that. The woman that they befriended on the beach, her name is Alana.
Okay.
And she only had a fourth grade education.
Okay.
But she very amazingly has turned this into their main contact. He brings the materials. She contracts different families to make these bracelets. Basically, they go and they buy $10,000 to $20,000 worth a month. So,
wow.
And they, you know, go ahead and they pay that, and they get the bracelets, and then Alana distributes that money amongst the families. There's a lot of dynamics to that also once we get into the church that's there, and some of the stipulations to their being able to continue to do the work.
Okay. Some of you might be wondering, why the heck are we even talking about this? And I just want to read some scripture. It says that religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. This is out of James 1:27. Is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Everyone, we're supposed to help people who definitely are having hard times. And Alberta, would you mind reading that scripture, Luke 14:13-14. Would you mind reading that to our listeners?
It says, "But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Our greatest reward is yet future, but you can experience the joy that comes from giving of yourself today.
Mm. Thank you for that. And everyone, I just want to encourage you, you know, a lot of people are freaking out about the economy all over the world. A lot of people are freaking out about it here in America. Again, I want to ask you, are you eating? If you're eating, you have more than other people in the world. And we need to still be giving. As Christians, we need to not be afraid. Who is your faith in? Is it in man, or is it in God, or is it in yourself? Because if it is not in God, well, I really want to encourage you, check out God, because God will lead you where you want to go. And I can tell that Kelly really wants to talk right now. She's going crazy over here. So, Kelly, what do you have to say?
Oh, it's just a verse that really kind of has been hitting me, and I guess it's one of my mother's favorites. But as you're talking about that, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Mm. It just, that verse touches me.
Yes, absolutely. So, Ashley, do you have anything you want to add here?
Yes, I have something I'd like to share that really we found the other day that really talks about what our ministry is about and how other people can get involved.
Okay.
It shows that God calls each of us into the ministry wherever we are with whatever we have. We don't have to be skilled preachers, gifted teachers, inspired musicians. We might be just an impassioned homemaker, a fired-up farmer, or salesman with a vision. The important thing is not who we are called to be, but what we have been called to do. What is gift, whatever they are, to his service? If we have the faith, the courage, and the imagination to do that, the plain and the ordinary can quickly be made miraculous.
Amen. What do you have anything you want to add to that?
I just think that speaks to us. This is our way of helping these families. We can't obviously go over there and be missionaries or anything, but this is our little part, and it speaks to us. We're just normal people, ordinary people, trying to assist these families over there.
Mm-hmm. And everyone, if you're listening, going, well, how do I get one of these bracelets? Well, you can definitely go to HisWorkUndercover.com. Go check out some information there. You can also go to our website. We're if the link's not up yet, we're going to have you having one very soon to His Work Undercover, and you can just click on that and get to them anyway through us. And also, if you want to contact His Work Undercover, write them, if you want, at HisWorkUndercover@yahoo.com. And their phone number, it's directly to Ashley herself, so you'll get to talk to her. So say, hey, Ashley, how you doing? Is 419-679-1134. Before we end here, ladies, we're going to do one more podcast just about their ministry. But is there anything you just want to add about, you know, a story that you know from the Philippines that's going on? Something to encourage our listeners to check this out, to say, you know what, I think I really need to get involved. And everybody, Ruby Warrior supports this ministry 110%.
One, it talks about a woman that's married, and she has four children, one of which has polio.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is still alive, but he often takes his earnings. Her earnings that she makes from the bracelets to go buy alcohol, get drunk. And it's also one of those things that they have developed a church over there, and there's been a pastor that's come to be called upon that. And Pastor Al makes it so that the women and the people working are not allowed to use any of that money towards that.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that they're talking about that has a child with polio,
mm-hmm.
they're going to start giving her wages in vegetables and grains so that they're able to feed, and he can't get a hold of that money.
Mm-hmm. So they're helping her, well, and her family for that matter, even her husband. So they're eating.
Yes.
And so it's not just, well, here's, you know, $20 or whatever it is, and go get some more wild turkey or whatever it is.
And they also have to attend a devotional time before work It's okay. Mandatory.
Wow.
And a lot of them, it's come to the point where they show up whether they're on the work schedule or not. They've got 80 to 100 people in their church now.
That is awesome. That's really great. Well, everybody, I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. I just want to finish reading out of James again. James is just an awesome book, and just really encourage you to read, obviously, the whole book of James. But in James, it's James 1:22. It says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says and go do that." Everyone, we thank you for listening to this podcast. Again, if you have any questions or anything about our ministry, or you know what, you want to come see us, or maybe just have us come in, go to worldviewwarriors.org. We'd love to have you check us out. And also write us at podcast@worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason Mazurek. Thank you for listening. Take care.
For more information on the ministry of Worldview Warriors, you can go to worldviewwarriors.org, or you can call us at 1-800-579-1440. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Worldview Warriors podcast.